I guess sometimes when you think about so much about self-growth, self-awareness, self, there's so many things that you're not prepared for, like change. Change can be very good. Change is inevitable. Change can be the worst thing you have to experience when you're trying to grow yourself to your ultimate goal self. So today, that's what we're going to talk about. Welcome back to my podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about that, change. So I'm going to give you a story about a year ago. Yeah, it's a year. So about a year ago, I was planning to move out. Chini ya maji, like underwater, no one knew apart from my best friend. I was just looking for random houses and just trying to check which one I can afford. Because I had been working for a while, I was just about to finish school. So this is the funny part. I think when you're trying to accomplish a certain goal, you're faced with, it's like the universe aligns itself. It's like God, like, listens to you, or the universe aligns itself to what you're trying to achieve. So at this particular moment in my life, I was there just low-key checking out apartment. Then within a few months, my sister, who was living with by the time, told me, like, we'll be moving out to my new home very, very soon. So I suggest, since your work is in Kiambu, you need to look for a place. So now I can, as a bad mother has to let her egrets fly, if that makes sense. I had eaten, and I was ready to fly away and start my life. So I'm there. I'm like, whoa. The best part, I found a house that was not the ideal kind of a house that was I had in mind. But the best part about it is that I could manipulate it. It allowed me to be creative. All of a sudden, I was introduced to this world where I had, first thing first, I was used to taking care of everybody else. Now I had to take care of myself. I was introduced to real bills, rent, electricity, and all those things. And at that particular point, I'm still trying to find my fitting in the world and trying to, like, see where I best fit, because I have no school. I was just about to finish school. I am there. I'm doing my project, and it is becoming a little bit tough. And that's when I was still doing the trying to, like, tell myself, you know what, you need to grow as a person. It's like an eagle and its eaglet. Sometimes I don't think the eaglets are very ready to get to fly off. So when the eagle start removing small and small pieces of the nets just to dismantle the net so that the eaglets have no option but to fly away, I feel like that's when the eaglets are forced to, like, jump and straighten their wings and fly. So at that particular moment, the eaglets may lose their balance due to the wind, because it's a new element in their life. They may feel like they're tipping over, or they're going down very fast, or they're not really sure about what they're doing. But at the end of the day, what matters is that the eaglet won't fall down. It will find its balance, and it will fly. And just like that, it will leave flying, and it will only stop when it wants to eat. So I feel the same thing. I was an eaglet thrown off a net. Not like thrown off literally, but just like had to move from the nests that I had known all my life for 5 years. So now this is me in a world where I have to negotiate negotiate for with the agents, with the agents, and introduced to Kenya Power, the vicious Kenya Power that people talk about, and bills and being responsible and making choices, decisions, all these things that just required me to really grow up. And little did I know, at this particular moment, I was not where I wanted. I was not really focusing on myself, but on that house, on making that house a home, and just trying to prove to everybody that yeah, now on a home, now I'm good. You know what? I'm responsible. It's like, now when I think about it, I felt like it was a rite of passage to adulthood, owning a home. And that was change for me. Not prepared for it, but I had to adapt it. And like I've said, change is inevitable. And when you want to grow yourself, when you want to understand yourself better, when you want to take yourself to the next level, you must be prepared for change. You know, it's not easy to adapt to change. Change is not, it's inevitable, but it's not easy to adapt to it. Not many people adjust their wings quite well to fly, because some stumble up and fall down, and that's life. Well, what I'm going to advise you today is, so how to adapt to this change? First of all, Henry Bergson, a blogger, once said, "To exist is to change. To change is to mature. To mature is to go on creating endless. Our resilience in life can only grow stronger when we embrace change and manage these changes in a positive way, rather than hide away and ignore the opportunities the change can bring into our lives." So, what are some of these strategies that you can try and adapt during the process of change? First thing first, I believe it's embrace change, accept that change is happening and there's nothing you can do about it. Do not hold on to the past or to the present, because you will end up missing out on the future. First thing first, change your mindset. Change your mindset, because when your mindset is on the wrong place, then your choices are on the wrong place, then you cannot be able to really accommodate change in your life. So I mean, like someone else also said that progress is impossible without change, and those who cannot change their mind cannot change anything, you know. So another thing about change kind of limits us. Change kind of makes us have this fear and feel like we're being kicked out of our comfort zone. Change makes us feel like we are not good enough or all that. But some extent, change is an opportunity for you to grow. Change is an opportunity for you to make a difference in your life. Change is an opportunity for you to look at life in a very, in a different light, in a different light. Two, find the meaning of life. Step out of your comfort zone where you unrealized dreams are buried. All the enemies of achievement. Leadership begins when you step outside of your comfort zone. So find meaning in life. What does life mean to you? What does that question even mean? I believe, like I was watching a vlog, and someone was reading a book by Oprah Winfrey. I don't remember the name, but it said like, no matter what, everybody has a purpose, and no matter what, your purpose exists in you. And it cannot be robbed from you, whether or not you exist or you do not exist. So it's about time. So knowing that it's in you and no one can rob it from you, it's a good It's a good starting point, knowing that the purpose is still in you, even though you haven't realized or unleashed it out to the world. So let go of your regrets. Number three, let go of your regrets. The truth is, unless you let go, unless you forgive yourself, unless you forgive the situation, unless you realize that the situation is over, you cannot move forward. Yeah? Regrets are like have a really huge impact on how we respond to change. So you must be willing to forgive yourself for you to move on. And change is not necessarily moving on. Change comes with as a result of so many circumstances. It could be voluntary, involuntary, and you just have to adapt. You just have to, like, you know what? Let go. Let go of the past, let go of that chapter, or transition into this new chapter with no regrets. With no regrets. Because regrets, I feel like it's an enemy of growth. Write down a list of scary things to do, then go ahead and do them. I do not know how this may actually appear into your life, but you need to, it's kind of a way of just trying to, like, because in the moment of growth, there are places you reach and you're like, no, hell no, no way am I doing that. And I think that's when you should allow yourself to face your fears, and that's the time you should allow yourself to look at life in a different angle and actually go there. If it's skydiving, if it's ziplining, if it's swimming, if it's anything that just scares the hell out of you, do it. Do it. It changes your life balance, and it makes you look at life in a different angle. Another thing that's very important, focus on healthy living. Focus on living a balanced and healthy life and healthy lifestyle. You know, to keep the body in good health is a duty. Otherwise, we shall not be able to keep our minds strong and clear. And that's from the Buddha. It's a quote that was written by the Buddha, and it's true. Like eating a balanced diet, exercising regularly, reducing caffeine and sugar, avoid cigarette, have enough sleep, practice meditation, take time to connect to yourself and to disconnect from technology, learn how to relax and have fun, connect with people and spend time with people who have positive impact into your life. I'm gonna read the final thoughts of I'm gonna say that change, if you're growing, you have to experience voluntary changes and involuntary changes, and it's part of life. You just have to face them day by day, night by night, taking steps at a time, not really worrying so much about tomorrow, but just focusing on today and where you want to go. Thank you so much for listening. It's been an honor. Kindly share this podcast. Give me your insight on wherever you'll find it, and tell me what you think about growth and change and how the two correlate. And if you want me to go in depth into the two, kindly tell me. And if you're all out there thinking that moving out to the definition of success, I have come to realize, like, success is not defined by you moving out of your parents' house, your sister's house, guardian's house, wherever. Success is determined by what you accomplish, where you are. It's not by what you have. Many of us are very successful internally. May not have money, but we are successful when it comes to other stuff like integrity, values, and a lot. So yeah, think about it. Thank you.